Well, up next, the BNSF Railway is investing heavily in agriculture. We'll hear a report on the infrastructure upgrades the company will make in the next 2 years and how it hopes to capitalize on the ethanol boom. BNSF Railway resulted from the merger of the Burlington Northern and the Santa Fe lines back in 1995. It can trace its history still back 150 years and through some 390 different rail lines. Today, the freight line covers some 32,000 route miles with 6,300 locomotives and about 220,000 cars. 9% of the railway's business is developed from agriculture. Ann Erickson is the director of feed grains at BNSF. She says her company is in the process of making a large additional commitment to that sector.
BNSF is very committed to ag. We're the only railroad investing as heavily in new covered hoppers. We've got 4,000 coming on in the next 2 years.
Those covered hopper cars will haul mostly wheat and corn. BNSF serves the nation's major growing regions. It moves the grain out of the Midwest.
We're a West Coast railroad. It'll be to West Texas, grain to Mexico, grain to the PNW for export, grain to California.
That grain to California is an interesting point as it pertains to ethanol, which, by the way, BNSF hauls in tanker cars. But Ann Erickson says she'd prefer to move the corn. That's primarily because it takes three hopper cars of corn to make one tanker car of ethanol. You get the point. Corn is more profitable for the railway to haul as freight because there's, well, more of it. Anyway, BNSF wants to haul corn to California, where it will be turned into ethanol, and big dairy herds can use the DDG byproduct.
Well, at BNSF, we see in the next 2 to 3 years that we'll have over 1 billion gallons of ethanol produced at shuttle destinations on our line.
BNSF will deliver the corn to those destinations and backhaul the DDGs. They'll also move the ethanol. One other note on the railway, on the potential glut of corn that could develop in the Midwest at harvest should farmers plant a record number of acres of the crop. BNSF is confident it will make cars available, see those 4,000 new hoppers, and that it can quickly move them to destinations in the Southwest and the West.
We run 110 car units. They load in 15 hours. They discharge in 15 hours. So we really see that we have the capacity and the ability to handle a heavy harvest push if it comes.
The BNSF, of course, hauls much more than grain. One other ag product it carries is fertilizer, enough to service a field the size of Kansas. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.